There is no collection, no air conditioning, but you are lucky enough to have a homily. I always like to begin with a joke. Life is fair. May seem funny to some people, but from a Christian point of view, it makes sense. Because the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. Jesus often said this in various ways. Summing it up, what can a person give in exchange for his soul? If you gain the whole world but lose yourself, what have you gained? And so people may say, but look at the horrors of life, the tragedies of life, the losses that we endure. And they are there. They will be there in marriage because they are there in life. Often married couples put a lot of pressure on their own marriage. And I tell married couples, what you often call marital problems, the rest of us call life. You get old, you get a job, you lose a job, you have disappointments and joys and happiness and great accomplishments and challenges and question marks. But together you can help yourself overcome them. But life is fair because each of the accomplishments and each of the losses and some of the tragedies are always opportunities for you to choose what kind of person you will become. And at the end of your life, whatever you have chosen is really the person that you will have become at that moment. So we often, me included, can spend time complaining and bemoaning and bewailing what has befallen us instead of saying, who do you want to be? It is not what becomes of you, but who you become that is under your control. And no matter what losses or what gains you challenge yourself with, you have the ability to become a better person. And now that you are married, it is not simply for yourself, but for the person next to you. For Gerard, for Milanka, it is a beautiful thing to have a reason to get up and a person to live for. This is what the Lord meant when he said a person leaves his mother and father and is joined to his wife, the daughter leaves her parents and is joined to her husband, and the two become one. I remember once in high school, many times, I learned wisdom from an old friend who said, no one gets dumped in high school. Because if you leave someone and you are meant to be, you both lose. And if you weren't meant to be, you both win. In marriage, it is the same. Everything you go through, try to make it that both of you will win in the situation. Once again, not in the way that people like to think life is fair, but in the way Christ said life is fair. That whatever you go through, you say, I will become a better person for her, for him. That is why the second part of my little homily is this. There's a beautiful verse that we got in our liturgy when we were converted to Christianity by the Greeks, before they had all those diners. They have a little verse before the Our Father where we pray to God that we might spend the rest of our life in peace, shalom, and repentance. I want you to spend the rest of your life in repentance. For some people, that may seem hard, so let me explain what repentance in the Christian teaching means. When you do something wrong, You may feel bad about it or not. You may feel contrite. You may be even upset at yourself. But that's not repentance. Because the Christian doesn't ask himself or herself, can I conquer this flaw? The Christian says, do I believe Christ can help me conquer this? It's not if I can, but do you believe Christ can? And why? I may be upset with myself. I may be frustrated. But love for her and love for him is at the goal of true Christian repentance. I want to become a better person. In Greek, metanoia. Changing my mind is the translation of repentance. I've done this bad or that bad. I may be frustrated or sorry or in tears, but what guides me is today you have given yourself to one another, that I want to give myself to you tomorrow better than I did today. There's that famous scene of a couple on their 40th anniversary, and the husband says, dear, I love you as much as the day we got married. And she slaps him. She says, you should love me more. And you can. I used to start my sermons for a wedding with how beautiful things seem when you're in love. I love the way you talk, the way you wiggle your nose, the way you breathe. I can listen to you breathe day and night. And then a few weeks later or months, you say, that nose is irritating me. She sniffles funny. And there always comes a time when you say, why are they still breathing? But they said, Father, you're so negative, plus you're telling the truth. Don't scare them. The married couples always laugh the longest. But I always continue. There is more to be discovered. There is more to be appreciated. And if each of you take that Christian idea of repentance, then my first and best gift is always myself. When I go to prayer to my God, and when I cry over my sins, mostly I will think, Lord, I believe you can change me so that Milanka will have a better husband and a better mate, that Gerard will have a better wife, a better partner, a better soulmate. And every time you get up and say that, that is love. And when you take care of each other when both of you are sick, when things are not full of flowers, when you don't have all these beautiful people praying for you, that will be love. And in the boring moments, when you will feel no emotion, and you will do something nice for one another, that will be a deep love. Because people who can't handle boredom can't handle relationships, neither with God nor with people. Because often what they want is entertainment, not a relationship. So do not underestimate those boring, quiet moments when you think no one cares and no one is looking, because a relationship is growing and kindness is flourishing, and you took time to think of her and to think of him. May you really spend the rest of your life in peace and repentance for one another. And at the end of your life, your marriage can't fail, because in all the wonderful times and the sorrowful times, you will say to yourself, how can I become a better person for my wife, for my husband? Because the goal of a marriage is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good to one another. May God bless you as you continue this journey together.